Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Fan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. TNT Radio Empire is also our TikTok channel. LD puts together some cartoons. We have Scott Mahomes dancing.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire for TikTok. Or is Todd, it TNT?
No, it's TNT Radio Empire.
Okay. No, it's
Todd and Tyler.
Todd and Tyler.
For the TikTok.
Yeah.
TNT Radio Empire for the Twitter.
Right. TNTRadioEmpire.com is a website.
Lyle is concerned. We got the email, too. TNT@TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Phone number's got a 9 in it.
877-931-4TNT.
962-1200.
931.
You guys haven't done... Where are you at? What you hauling lately?
Yeah.
Has that stopped being fun? Or is it the trucker shortage?
They were talking about 18 to 21-year-olds now, hopefully be able to drive trucks. And I heard somebody bitch about that. I said, you know what? I've been in the car with a 30-year-old, and they don't know how the hell to drive. So if you're safe, you're safe, you know?
There's a truck driving school somewhere near my house, and you get stuck behind student driver often.
Especially in a truck.
That's a big
tough. Cool. I'll give those guys a
break. Got to learn somehow.
I'll give them a break. They're driving an 18-wheeler.
But there's only one way to learn, too.
Yeah.
But go learn somewhere where I'm not driving. I understand.
So you have to be 21 to drive a truck now?
Yes. And they want to lower that. They have a shortage of truck drivers.
My wife, when I was looking for new jobs, my wife's like, "Go drive." I'm like, "I can't back into a parking spot."
Yeah,
I don't think
that's a tough gig, man. I got a buddy driving.
It would take a lot of practice.
Yeah.
Does he drive the big trailers?
He doesn't now because he got out of that, so he could stay closer to home. But he also used to jockey trucks in the parking lot into bays.
Oh,
that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's all day. I would be able to do that once, like the whole day.
Yeah.
One truck backing into one bay. I got it.
And a bay.
You were supposed to do that 40 times today.
A bay with two trucks on either side, too. You know, a bay with two trucks on the other side.
Yeah. Insane.
The other day, I'm driving through the industrial section of town, and a truck missed his stop.
Mm-hmm.
And he flipped a UE in the intersection when there was no other cars coming. It was perfectly safe, but I wanted to get out of my car and applaud that guy.
Well, yeah, what you hauling?
What a move.
We'll never go away. We just don't play that often because people have to
It's predicated on who checks in.
Right.
Somebody has to be somewhere hauling something and report it to us.
You know.
And then we pass it on to the audience.
This summer.
It's still fun. I mean, it just sounds fun.
Just saying it makes
me fun.
The
song really puts it over the top.
Yeah.
I mean, this summer when I saw that guy with the blade for those
guys
turbine,
are made, yeah,
making it coming off an interstate off ramp,
I know,
and making a left turn at the top, and man, he had to whip that thing wide, and basically everybody just had to stop in every direction, but he made it, and I was stunned. Those guys are incredible.
Everybody wanted to stop to admire it.
Good
move,
or not get into an accident.
That too.
Whip it wide, Craig.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Ah, whip it any way you want.
All right.
But please whip it safely.
And frequently.
Yeah.
At the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, Taylor Swift will be there. She will induct Carol King into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She will also be performing. Paul McCartney will induct the Foo Fighters. Drew Barrymore, Angela Bassett will be there as well. Drew Barrymore will induct the Go-Go's. Bassett will induct Tina Turner. Angela Bassett played Tina Turner.
Yes, she did.
Right.
Amazing.
This is going on the end of this month.
It's going to be live again. Last year was all Zoom. Remember that? I felt bad for those bands because all their life they fought to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And last year was like a Zoom
it's
one.
It's not Zoom.
It was Zoom. Yeah.
How is Tina Turner just now getting inducted?
I don't know.
She was already in with
Ike.
With Ike.
I believe. And now this is solo.
Yeah.
Her Broadway show?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about her life, yeah. That chick was, I saw it on CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah, she seemed incredible.
Yeah, she's hot.
And that too.
Yeah. Well, you have to have somebody hot play Tina Turner, because Tina Turner was pretty hot. My dad loved Tina Turner. Loved her.
You can't blame him.
I know.
She still looks pretty good for
She's 70, I believe. Yeah.
70 some odd.
Yeah, I was going to say, she might be close.
I thought she was closer to 80.
She's got some good gams, man.
Thought she was getting a little long in the tooth
for
aren't Ed.
No, this is, well, no, because...
He could crush on her, but, you know, he'd pick somebody younger, you know, if he were at the at the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, she's 81.
Okay, so she would have been about 7 years younger than my dad. Yeah, my dad was, she was way too old for dad.
Born in 1939.
He was only 7 years older than she was, yeah.
Doesn't she insure her legs?
She did back in the day, I think, yeah. I think we all should do that, because if you lose your legs, you can't walk.
Yeah.
It might not be about their hotness. It just might be. We should, you know.
I know I should have.
Yeah?
Oh, I forgot about that. What happened? Yeah. Tell me later.
You could have
made a fortune, man. You're right.
I wouldn't be here.
Right.
Yeah, but it's damaged.
Oh, you're right. You would, man.
I'd just have my leg paying for everything.
You'd be king of the Facebook group.
You would be.
You've got the leg equivalent of a bent frame. They're not going to insure you anymore.
No.
They won't even total it.
It's a salvage title.
Totaled,
they won't even total
it. It's a salvage title, man. You're on your own.
You can fix that.
That's what would have happened.
When is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, I should say?
The 30th, is that?
Okay.
Is that what I said? Yeah. It's the end of this month. The 30th, I do believe.
Just saw somebody I know through extended family stuff lives there and got married at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I didn't realize they did stuff like that there.
That's a big...
For a fee.
I bet you there's a banquet room. They probably do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Sure. Looks like that.
Yeah. Cool photos with that building in the background.
Yeah,
That's cool wedding photos.
I have to go there. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, but it's Cleveland.
I know, but it's just Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know?
I know.
You know?
And there's other stuff to do in Cleveland. Right. Like, we could see Craig Peters.
Oh, yeah. Stop by Craig Peters' house. Yeah.
I'd like to just see his kitchen table.
He's listening right now saying he's gonna text you, "I'm not home, guys."
You could scout out your favorite locations from the Drew Carey show.
Oh, you got that going for you.
Oh, he said fun things.
Yeah.
India is seeing its second case this month involving murder by poisonous snake. A man was given a double life sentence after being found guilty of murder by using a highly venomous cobra to poison his wife. The Supreme Court.
They believe in reincarnation, right? Indians?
I wouldn't say.
Suppose it depends on your religion.
Well, because that's why they gave him a double life sentence. Think about it.
No, I will not think about that.
All of a sudden, you're a baby.
There's
you're
a baby in,
jail.
In prison.
Baby in prison.
That would suck.
I don't think it's them. I think somebody does. Some Eastern religion is also believes in reincarnation. Mm-hmm. I thought it was Indian.
Not Buddhism.
No.
Rebirth, not one of the foundational doctrines of Buddhism. Right. Do they practice the Hinduism there?
I thought it was in Buddhism.
Or is Hindu the reincarnation,
more Hindu.
Right?
Hindu.
Isn't that how they find the Dalai Lama?
Yeah, so that's a lot of India.
Hindu.
Right. Reincarnation, right? That's why they don't slaughter cows, because they think that might be their ex-wife.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Or late wife, I should say.
Oh, this says Hindus, Buddhists, Sikhs, and another one called Jainism.
All believe in the reincarnation.
All have some sort of belief in
reincarnation.
Therein
lies a double life. Now, what do you do, Craig? He just put a snake somewhere in a house and the guy killed it?
In the toilet, bit her ass to death.
Well, they think this may be a growing trend in India.
That's cruel.
Murderers using poisonous snakes in an effort to pass off the death as accidental.
The prosecutors can't ratch out.
Yeah.
The prosecutor said that this guy had first used a viper, but after a failed attempt, he got a cobra from a snake charmer. He then starved it for a week to make it more aggressive, and the bite would prove deadly.
Threw it in the guy's bed or something like that?
Well, yeah, I'm not exactly sure where he put it. It's, you know, for his wife.
It's like a slow and painful death.
One of the three defendants accused of murdering a woman by leaving a poisonous snake in a bag near her bed.
Therein lies the double life.
So that's how you do it.
I'm just envisioning a bunch of kids in jail.
Yeah, I know.
And they're all like, what'd you do? They're like, nothing.
No, but I think you could be reincarnated in other animals, too. I believe they believe that. And by the way, don't make fun of that because you believe in something just as stupid. You know.
In a different body.
Right.
And then you go out and kill the guy who killed you.
Right.
In a different body. Right. And it's an endless cycle.
Yeah, it is.
It's an ugly, ugly, endless cycle. Hindus killing each other
as
and
a
being
goat
reborn
in prison,
and
come back
killing
as a
them
goat.
Again.
That's your dream, though.
It's like if reincarnation was real, like the best people would end up as dogs in good situations.
Right.
Like in a good home.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be the best.
Yeah, my dog was, yeah, you're right.
And then bad people turn into rocks.
Right.
So you're just screwed. Rock's not going to die. Yeah, you don't turn into anything else. You can't do anything. You're just a rock.
Okay.
I've tried to make that work as a stand-up bit for a long time. It never works because it's real dumb.
Keep fleshing it out, though.
Yeah, use it here.
Saber Hutch. Saber Hutch is Friday.
I can't do them dirty like that.
You can do our audience dirty like that. So I love that you tried that bit for years. I'll try it one more time. I get the point of the dog. You need a better punchline.
Yeah.
But rocks do live forever, but they don't really live.
Well, you can't do anything. That would suck to be a rock.
You just sit there.
Right.
Hopefully somebody throws you once in a while.
Yeah,
that would be your best case scenario
is
you get thrown once, and then you're just in like the bottom of a lake.
Yeah. You want something living and breathing, though.
Yeah.
Like a sloth.
Work it out this Friday.
Come back
in Hutch. Go see him in Hutch this weekend. He'll work
a
out.
A manatee. They're about blobs.
Yeah.
Manatees don't have any fun.
The sea cow?
They look pretty relaxed.
They do kind of look relaxed.
They don't look like they're having a bad time.
Coral. Coral's alive, but it doesn't get to go anywhere or do anything. It just, you're there.
Yeah, I don't see this going anywhere.
No.
It's tough.
No, it's
a tough premise.
Man.
It's a tough premise.
Discuss that amongst yourselves. Get in touch with us.
Well, Nick is flushing.
That's why I thought it might be. It's
Hutch.
Never going to work on stage, but I thought it might lead to some conversation here.
Thank
it
you.
It did. About how bad it would have been on stage.
Yeah. That's okay.
The conversation was, boy, that was dumb.
I was hoping that wouldn't be the turn the conversation took about how stupid it is, but, you know.
Maybe get a little help. You know, maybe if you used this word, if you didn't go with something that was always dead. You know,
or drop
like
it.
That.
Or just drop it.
No.
Yeah, first, it's dropped.
Your first mistake was looking for help in this room.
Yeah.
You're not going to get support around here.
That's one of those, whenever I put a set list together, sometimes there's stuff that is like, I want to work, but it's never really worked, so I'll throw that on the end. Just, you know, when you're looking at your jokes before, like, oh, maybe this will be one of those magical shows where I'll just, everything will work, and I'll throw that out, and that, this Paul McCartney bit, same thing, sucks ass.
Yeah, it's because you're on a roll, everything's going to work.
Yeah.
Josh Wolf had an ending bit. It was a long story. And afterwards, he asked the audience, he said, listen, that's pretty much the second or third time I've did that story. And yeah, be honest with me, he goes, because I don't have any feelings. I have no feelings anymore. And he goes, was there enough jokes in there to keep the story going? Because it lasts a while. And the audience, they were cool. They all said, no, it's perfect, perfect. So I want to ask him about that next time I see him. I said, do you ever get somebody really trying to break it down? Or earlier on could have been something funny because I got bored.
I bet he got that after the show if he talked to people.
He might have, especially by throwing that out there.
But to be honest with the crowd, they were right. I mean, it was. I thought the bit. I didn't think the bit was new, and I also thought the bit had enough jokes in to make it work because he could tell a story. But is that dangerous? So if you try that at Hutch again, try that rock bit again. for people that aren't listening in T95 this morning, and most of you should be, by the way.
No, then you open it up for the audience to discuss.
Well, yeah.
Did people talk then? Were they talking to him?
No, they kind of just yelled out.
Oh, okay.
Ah, it's good. It's a good time. Yeah, yeah. It was the end of the show. Everybody's right. Hammered anyway.
One-word answers, right. Not a conversation.
No.
Not an analysis.
He didn't ask details.
Right. What's your haul and not fun anymore? Is that why you're not doing it?
Did they stop doing who's taller? Did they
stop the truckers checking in? What's going on?
Did they stop doing who's taller?
No.
So did you see this video of the actor impersonating Robin Williams?
He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Costa.
He's amazing.
Is his name.
Now, is he going to star in some sort of biopic?
No, there's no word on that.
I think they're trying to get that.
They're trying to get that. That's the story, but I know that we're going to do the story, Craig.
Well, Robin Williams' daughter says quit sending her the video.
She's seen it. I saw it already. Keep sending it to me. Yeah.
She said stop sending her the video of an actor impersonating her father.
Yeah, that'd be freaky.
She said, yeah, the portrayal's fine, but getting a video of her dad reliving one of his saddest days is weird. The segment features the guy playing the late actor as he learns that John Belushi has died.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, because he's younger looking. This actor looks about the age of Robin Williams in the early 80s.
It was circa Mork.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I'd always forgotten that Robin Williams was with Belushi.
And De Niro. And De Niro.
And they left because he's wasted.
They left. De Niro was there also. There's a great photo that's making the rounds of Belushi, some other dead person that died too young, and then Jagger and Richards from like 1980 at a party. And you realize that only Jagger and Richards are still kicking, you know, who were much older than everybody, you know. I can't remember.
And the longer Keith Richards lives, the crazier it is that he's still alive.
Yeah, that's genes right there, man.
I just want to hear with Keith Richards, John Belushi, and James Brown.
Oh, I've seen that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Robin Williams and De Niro just did the cocaine, and Belushi did the speedball.
Well, the woman gave him the speedball. They left. They were partying with him, and they left them that night.
They left before the speedballs came around.
They were not there when it happened, right? Yeah. That's what I always leave. Speedballs are coming out. I'm out of here, man.
Well, I'm just lucky.
That's my cue.
I'm just lucky that I left before the speedball showed up.
Right. Don't do
What's
drugs,
in a speedball?
Kids. Heroin and
heroin
coke.
And cocaine.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah. Thank you, Puss.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A new study says that Americans drank and smoked more, exercised less, and spent more time in front of the TV or computer after the pandemic hit. Alcohol consumption, according to researchers at UCLA, increased by about 23%. Holy cow, that's all we need add 23% to our drinking.
Yeah.
And Craig, you said recently your drinking has picked up recently.
A little bit.
Not necessarily during lockdown, but more now, huh?
A little bit.
Okay, all right.
Not 23%.
Yeah, but for 23%.
Not 23%.
Well, for you, it might be 23%. Because if you don't drink hardly
23%. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't drink much to begin with, so 23%, an increase of that wouldn't be that much.
I guess it wouldn't. Smoking increased by 9%.
That's just cigarettes?
I guess. All right. Compared to pre-pandemic levels. Exercise fell by almost a third. Screen time jumped by 60%.
Yeah,
almost 80% of us looked at a screen for more than 4 hours a day during the pandemic.
Your phone was
right
there.
You're home. That's what you're doing.
We were home.
There's screens everywhere.
Doing the right thing. Because we were sheep.
Right?
Yeah.
Did it say how many people just went about their business?
We know people that did that. It's really sad when you find it out.
Yeah, but somehow
it was a pandemic. I did everything I wanted to.
Somehow they managed. But a lot of them got sick,
too. A lot of them died, too. The people that did that. A lot died.
Yeah, I see the Herman Cain Awards every day.
Yeah, I know. They still do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going stronger than ever.
I wonder how much of this stuff with the, you know, increased smoking and screen time will stick.
I like drinking and smoking a lot, so I might as well stick with that. I bet you it does.
The screen time.
A lot of it will stick because people, well, at least the alcohol intake will stick.
Well, some of that alcohol intake is going to go down when people have to go back to work.
True.
Because there was a lot of stories of people just getting S-faced during the workday while they were
at
home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had to still come in here that whole time. But yeah. You're right. If we were sitting at home and not working, I would have drank hell of a lot more.
Yeah, the red wine in the coffee
cup. Is it noon yet?
Right. But once I got to the full efficacy, I was comfortable going back to the gym and the yoga studio. Yeah. So the exercise picked up a little bit.
I ended up drinking yesterday. I'd forgotten about Bloody Marys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't ever forget about those. How the hell do you forget about a Bloody Mary?
Well, I just didn't. I went through a phase where I was drinking them for a while, and then my father-in-law,
forgot?
Sunday, he's like, well, you still have that mix in there. And I was like, yeah, I do.
All right.
So, pretty tasty.
Don't ever forget about Bloody Marys.
I won't again.
God. I had one on Sunday down here, actually. It's really good. Good start. Yeah. Well, you start off Monday right.
Right.
It's just a Monday.
I really like to hit the week running.
Well, I can't attest to how fun this is going to be, but we do have a where you at, what you hauling.
I don't have time right now.
Well, we can save it for after the break.
Save it for after the break.
That's a tease right there.
Yeah.
Because that's exclusive content. You ain't going to hear where you at, what you hauling on another radio show.
No, you're not.
You're not going to be able to Google this and find out where this guy's at and what he's hauling.
No,
there's only one way to find out.
Right. Listen.
That rock thing, that's exclusive too.
Yeah. No, it's not. That's Nick's bit. He can take that any place. We've allowed him to take that any place.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of other shows having the same discussion today.
Yeah.
What's up, Craig?
Wisconsin, man.
Yeah.
Dalton Roach, he was out hunting for deer.
Old Dalton. I guarantee he was named after Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse Roach. Says that while he was hunting for deer, he got too close to a black bear. The bear climbed up to his tree stand over the weekend. It wasn't until the bear started to bite at Mr. Roach's back that he got up and confronted the animal, said he made himself as big as possible and started screaming, and the bear backed down.
A lot more bear encounters in Wisconsin in the past couple of years. I think they're opening up a hunting season here soon.
You know, I always thought about that when I'm running around, when I'm walking around the lake. If I see something like that, can I climb a tree real quick? I mean, if that branch is really low and I could not have to jump that high to get to the first branch.
There would have to be trees.
No, there's a bunch of trees there.
Oh, is there?
Oh, a ton of trees.
I have a pretty good idea where you walk.
Oh, a ton of trees.
I guess I don't remember.
Oh, it's loaded with trees.
I'll pay attention next time.
Yeah, all right. You're thinking someplace else.
AKA escape routes.
Run. Oh, got to go.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.